It's time to bring in Pat Pagano and time to take a look at our tri-state forecast. Interesting thing that I see on a national weather map. Looks like a very strong front in the center of the country that sooner or later is going to come here. So that'll be my first question to Mr. Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. What's your question?
Is that front, it looks really strong. Is it going to hold together and come through our area eventually?
And that's the one that will come through. That's front number one. That will be coming through tomorrow, late tomorrow. Then we have another front coming through late on Saturday. And then we have like a little clipper low that's coming in on Monday. So what happens ahead of that front today? Partly sunny, 55 to 60. Cloudy tonight. Rain comes in late after midnight, mid-40s. Tomorrow we have periods of rain, but it clears out later in the day in the low 60s. That's front number one. Front number two, Saturday. First sun, then clouds, then showers. Shower Saturday, probably after 2 p.m. And the highs mid-50s. Behind that second front, partly sunny, low 50s for Sunday. Monday, that little clipper low goes through with a little bit of rain. Do not be surprised for the first snow in places like the Catskills and the Berkshires on Monday. I don't think it's going to be a lot, but some of that rain could easily be in the form of wet snow on Monday.
Oh, that's depressing.
I had silence from Marshall.
That's depressing.
Well,
that's okay, because what day is Monday? What is today?
Monday's the 15th.
Well, on the 15th, my heated mat for my outside landing to come in and out of the house,
right,
should arrive on the 15th. So maybe I'll get to check it out and see how well it works. It's meant to melt. If you get a store, it's meant to melt. It can handle 2 inches an hour. It can melt off 2 inches an hour.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
That's not bad. I would think that if you had like a 10-hour storm and you had like 3 hours of 2 inches an hour, it might not clear the whole space. But, it's going to be interesting. But the great thing about it is that if the temperature is below 35, it turns on, which means that ice won't even be able to form on it, which is nice. And that's what I'm looking for to get in and out of my house. On that. I have a guy that comes and plows me out and shovels the walk. But to keep ice off that wooden landing, which is in front of my house, I'm going to be really happy when that happens. I won't have to worry stepping out of the house first thing.
Well, that's good. Okay, so when does that come now? You're expecting that?
I was told it would be here between November 12th and 15th.
Okay, so it's this weekend.
Maybe, or also on Monday, so we'll see. And the great thing about it, it runs off 110 power. It does. You don't need a special thing for it. It operates off of 110.
Wow, that's very good.
Yeah, I was worried that these things would need 220 to operate, kind of like, your space heaters and stuff at your house, that they don't need 220, but they need a special heavy-duty circuit. This doesn't need that. So,
good. All right. So that's good. Good.
So we've got a halfway decent day then today for people at 11 o'clock to attend all the various ceremonies for Veterans Day today.
Yeah. Partly sunny and the high 55 to 60. That's not bad for November. The upper Midwest into portions of South Central Canada, they're getting snow and near blizzard conditions. So that could be us, and it's not. So thank heavens for that. So that's a good thing.
It didn't get as warm yesterday as I thought it would.
What'd you hit yesterday?
I think we only got to about 52, 53 yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It really didn't get that. Now, if you stood in the sun, because there was also a little breeze, if you stood in the sun, it still felt nice. Don't get me wrong. It felt okay. But the minute you went into the shade with the little breeze, it was nippy. It was nippy. Yeah, we didn't get much over the mid-50s yesterday.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. What'd you get there?
Down here was 68.
68?
68, and the day before, 69.
Jeez.
Yeah. In fact, yesterday afternoon I went out and I went to the side shed and I pulled out all of the Christmas stuff, you know, the choir girls, or choir boys, whatever they are, and the snowmen and all of that. And what I did is I looked at the lights to see what I have, and I thought this year that I'm going to not go with the miniature lights, but I'm actually going to go with the old-fashioned C7s. So I pulled that bin out with all of those, and then what I did is I put back all the Halloween stuff in the back, and I left all the Christmas stuff up front. And, of course, I closed it right back in the shed. But that stuff is all ready. And now what I will do over the weekend is check those bulbs, you know, the C7s, and make sure that they're all good and put them out. Because, you know, what's good about that, Marshall, I know it takes more electric. There's no doubt about it. But what's nice about it is that if one bulb goes out, they all don't, you know. The rest of them stay lit.
I switched over to the new LED bulbs. New LED right. ones. And you can lose an LED light and they all stay on.
Oh,
but they give, it's a different kind of light. It's not a soft light. You know what I mean?
It's not a soft yellowish yeah. light. It's bright white silver light.
Yeah, it's a very intense light. And it doesn't look bad if you put it on a tree. What I'm going to do this year, I'm going to put my tree right in the front window. And when people look through a window at the tree, the light's not as bright, because the window kind of dulls it a little bit, so it looks. But that's the only thing wrong with the LED lights. They're just so bright. No matter what color they are, they're just too bright, and they take over. They take over whatever they're on.
I agree. I was going to buy red, white, green combination LED lights, and I was going to go with that. They run for 70 feet. They run like $25.
Yeah.
Do you know how much that would cost me? It would cost me hundreds.
Hundreds. I was going to say hundreds of dollars.
So, you know, I said, it's not worth it. You know, my family's not going to be here for Christmas. In fact, at this point right now, I don't expect any company Christmas. Maybe New Year's, just our local friends that are here will come over. So that's it. So I'm not going to go nuts and spend all of that money. I'll wait for Christmas where the family will be here and get to see everything. So... that's the story.
The one thing about the LED lights is they just never die.
Right.
They just never die. That's the great thing about them. But, yeah, if you put out a lot of lights, like a lot of people string those lights that look like rainfall coming off the roof.
Yes.
Those LED lights are very expensive to do.
Yeah, really.
They look like icicles hanging off.
Yeah, they're very pretty. But and remember, then you got to get up there and... not only put them up, but take them down.
Well, what the year I put them up, I'll never forget Sam, my son Sam, I left them up. And one day I came home in the summertime, and he had gotten out a ladder and took them down. He said, they just look ridiculous. So I said, Sam, nobody can see them from the road. Yes, but I can see them.
And that's all that matters.
So he took them down. That was years ago. Because Karen always wanted those icicle lights, so I put them up one year. And I said, I'm not taking them down. They're going to stay up.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
But Sam ruined that. All right, so then, so the service is today at 11 o'clock, because I think that's the time where all veteran services are held on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. So people are going to be able to go out and be comfortable when they attend these services.
I know I cannot see that being a problem. 55 to 60 degrees, so it won't be bad. It'll be partly sunny. Should be fine.
All right, you getting ready for your teeth?
That's tomorrow. Yeah.
You're
never ready for it. Yeah. I mean, I know I just have to do it, so I might as well just bite the bullet and do it.
That's a good one. Bite the bullet.
Right. Right. And I do like my surgeon, as you know.
Yep.
A young surgeon, did very well by me over a year ago, so I have a lot of confidence in him.
All right. Well, I'll speak with you tomorrow morning, Pat.
You got it. You take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.